Guidelines for Ethical Speaking. Make sure your goals are ethically sound.
As with other ethical issues, there can be gray areas when it comes to assessing a speaker's goals. Areas in which reasonable people with well-defined standards of right and wrong can legitimately disagree. But this is not a reason to avoid asking ethical questions. If you are to be a responsible public speaker, you cannot escape assessing the ethical soundness of your goals.
Be fully prepared for each speech.
Being prepared for a speech involves everything from analyzing your audience to creating visual aids, organizing your ideas to rehearsing your delivery. Most crucial from an ethical standpoint, though, is being fully informed about your subject. Why is this so important? Consider the following story. Several years ago, Manuel Higuera, a student at a large California university, gave a classroom speech demonstrating how to use the Heimlich maneuver to dislodge a piece of food trapped in a person's windpipe. Manuel had learned the maneuver from his mother, a Red Cross worker, but he did not rely on that knowledge alone in preparing his speech. He read several magazine articles about the Heimlich maneuver, and he picked up a pamphlet from the local fire department explaining how to perform the maneuver. In addition to his research, Manuel gave a lot of thought to organizing and delivering his speech. He even got a friend to serve as a volunteer, on whom he could demonstrate the steps of the Heimlich maneuver for his classmates. By the day of his speech, Manuel was thoroughly prepared, and he gave an excellent presentation. No more than a week later, one of Manuel's classmates, Allison Bartlett, was eating dinner in her apartment when her roommate began choking on a piece of food. Remembering Manuel's speech, Allison went into action with the Heimlich maneuver. First, she got her roommate to stand up. Then she put her arms around her roommate's waist, made a fist with one hand, pressed it into her roommate's abdomen, and exerted several quick upward thrusts until the food popped out. Allison saved her roommate's life, thanks to Manuel's speech. This is an especially dramatic case, but it demonstrates how your speeches can have a genuine impact on your listeners' lives. As a speaker, you have an ethical responsibility to consider that impact and to make sure you prepare fully so as not to communicate erroneous information or misleading advice. No matter what the topic, no matter who the audience, you need to explore your speech topic as thoroughly as possible. Investigate the whole story, learn about all sides of an issue, seek out competing viewpoints, get the facts right. Not only will you give a better speech, you will also fulfill one of your major ethical obligations.
Be honest in what you say.
Nothing is more important to ethical speechmaking than honesty. Public speaking rests on the unspoken assumption that words can be trusted and people will be truthful. Without this assumption, there is no basis for communication, no reason for one person to believe anything that another person says. Once the bond of trust between a speaker and listener is broken, it can never be fully restored.
Avoid name-calling and other forms of abusive language.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. This popular children's chant could not be more wrong. Words may not literally break people's bones, but they are powerful weapons that can leave psychological scars as surely as sticks and stones can leave physical scars. As one writer explains, our identities, who and what we are, how others see us, are greatly affected by the names we are called and the words with which we are labeled. This is why almost all communication ethicists warn public speakers to avoid name-calling and other forms of abusive language. Name-calling and personal dignity. Name-calling is the use of language to defame, demean, or degrade individuals or groups. Name-calling has been used to debase people because of their sexual orientation, religious beliefs, or ethnic background. Name-calling and free speech. Name-calling and abusive language also pose ethical problems in public speaking when they are used to silence opposing voices. A democratic society depends upon the free and open expression of ideas. As a public speaker, you have an ethical obligation to help preserve the right to free speech by avoiding tactics such as name-calling that automatically impugn the accuracy or respectability of public statements made by groups or individuals who voice opinions different from yours.
put ethical principles into practice.
As one popular book on ethics states, being ethical means behaving ethically all the time, not only when it's convenient.